which talks on the duration and infringement of copyright. Duration means the extent or the time limit until which the copyright exists, while the meaning of the word infringement, as we have already seen in our earlier areas, means the violation or contravention of the rights enjoyed by an owner, which is called as infringement. We now move into the area of the duration of copyrights. Duration of term of copyrights. In literary, dramatic, musical and artistic works which are published within the lifetime of the author, it shall subsist until 60 years from the beginning of the calendar year, which means it is the following year which goes up to a period of 60 years in which the author is deceased or he dies. In anonymous and pseudonymous works, as far as literary, dramatic, musical and artistic works other than a photograph, which is published anonymously or pseudonymously. Anonymously, as I've said, the author is not known in the public. Pseudonymously means the person writes or composes under some other name is called a pseudonymous area. The copyright shall subsist until 60 years from the beginning of the calendar year, following the year in which the work is actually first published. In posthumous work, that means the author dies. The work is already there, but before it could be published, he passes away. Now, in such a case, what will be the duration or the term as far as these dramatic or any literary or any kind of artistic works are concerned? Well, in case of literary, dramatic, musical works or any kind of an engraving in which copyright subsists at the date of the death of the author, the time when the author dies, till that time, obviously, is the area that we take into account for the purposes of duration. Now, coming as far as adaptation of which has not been published. Now, what is an adaptation? An adaptation means the conversion of the book into drama, or the conversion of drama into a literary area is called adaptation. So this adaptation can be done before wherein that date the copyright shall subsist until 60 years. Section 24. In the case of cinematographic films, the duration is 60 years. In the case of sound recording, all governmental works, it's 60 years. In works of all international organizations, the duration of time is a period of 60 years. Well, friends, as far as sound recording is concerned, when there is any part of a musical work which is already recorded and it is sought to be copied, there is said to be an infringement. I'll just give you a small illustration. We had a film called Crazy 4 by Rakesh Roshan, in which there was two soundtracks of Crazy 4 and Breakdown, which was taken from a jingle from Sony Ericsson. This was made by a music composer called Ram Sampath. The same record of Sony Ericsson was sought to be copied in Crazy 4. Rakesh Roshan obviously wanted to have it settled for a sum of rupees 25 lakhs and told Ram Sampath, we'll have the deal done. However, Ram Sampath filed a suit for 2.5 crore and said, this is the remuneration, obviously, that the producer has rendered by way of a loss which has to be given, and therefore the suit was declared as an infringed copy wherein it went in favor of the music composer. So, well, friends, this is one of the area wherein infringement takes place. Now, when is copyright not infringed? It is laid down that there are 35 acts. I'll just give you about 8 to 9 examples where there doesn't take place an infringement. Any reproduction of a dramatic or artistic or any kind of literary work, when you do it in a private group or when you do it for a small crowd with an interpersonal communication, there is no infringement. Any kind of reading, any kind of recitation of a particular author's works is not infringement. Any periodical or magazine coming out with any articles of authors where it is already published doesn't come under the area of infringement. Again, as far as any judicial orders are concerned, any verdicts of a court judgment which is circulated before the members of the legislature or before the members of the bar or wherein it is sought to be circulated for a small private area and it is already a work which is published, there is no question of infringement. Similarly, as I'm talking to you, any kind of video or sound recording which are question and answer sessions between the teacher and the taught doesn't tantamount to infringement. Any areas as far as painting, engraving is concerned, on a scenic area which is already situated in a place and I take a photograph or I take any pictures, there is no question because the thing is already permanently located, there is no question of infringement. Coming down to the field of architecture, as far as a building or any construction is concerned, the method or the process of constructing the building, there can be no rights of infringement because everywhere the designs or the models could be something which is a unique area. But as far as the methods or the processes are concerned, it is something which is common to everybody. And therefore, there is no question of infringement in such areas. And then, if there is any kind of periodical or any kind of publication which is meant for the use of the central government, the state government or a local authority, there is no kind of infringement which is technically taking place. Now, we come down to the area as to what are the remedies in case any author or the owner finds that his right has been taken away, his right has been snatched or he has been robbed of his exclusive rights. We have three remedies here. One is called as a civil remedy, wherein I file a suit for injunction, which means to prevent the infringer from carrying out his work, which is called injunction. I can file a suit for damages, stating what will be the loss and profit that I have lost because the infringer has made profits at my expense. So therefore, what is the compensation to be paid by way of damages is the second area. The area as far as criminal suits are concerned is the plaintiff, the owner, files a suit against the infringer and the defendant is penalized for a period of 3 years with imprisonment and a fine of ₹50,000, which also takes place as far as any kind of computer programs are concerned. When a copyright in any work has been infringed, the owner of the copyright shall be entitled to all such remedies by way of an injunction, damages, accounts, and otherwise as may be conferred by law. The author shall also have a right to claim authorship of the work and to restrain. Restrain means to prevent or claim damages in respect of any distortion. That is, distortion means wrong, incorrect facts put forward. Now, what is the difference between the facts which are taken from a general source and what is taken from a copyrighted source. Now, this is one which is registered. Now, I cannot have these facts which are already registered in the public domain and then have it distorted, which means a misrepresentation or an incorrect information which is being portrayed and given out in public. Mutilation is any kind of destruction. When I destroy the original work, it is called as a mutilation. Any modification, changes, provided all these acts are already copyrighted, whereby then the claim arises. Or any other act in relation to the said work, which is prejudicial to his honor and his reputation. Now, to just quote as far as the performer is concerned, again, we had the Radio Mirchi Awards, which was a program made by Mika Singh. He had come out with this program along with Daler Mehndi, his brother, and sought to sideline Sonu Nigam in the same program. Sonu files a suit against Daler, against Mika Singh, saying this was a harm to his reputation and honor, whereby the performer sought to sideline another performer. Well, friends, do you think here the honor or reputation is sought to be damaged? Yes, essentially. As a performer, each one of us has got an area wherein the talent is sought to be exposed. But when you sideline another performer, the performer who also has that exclusive rights can file a suit for infringement, and indeed the suit was obviously in favor of Sonu Nigam, wherein damages had to be paid by Mika Singh. So this is what he says, wherein the remedy is essentially available. Protection of separate rights. Now, when there are two authors, can each of the author file a suit for protecting his own rights? Yes, definitely. When this is called as a collective work. A collective work is a work of two people. When they write a dictionary, when they write an encyclopedia, it is done by two people. Do both the people enjoy the copyrights? Yes, both of them enjoy. Then thereafter comes the person who arranges the collective works, who edits them, and thereafter it's published. Here is another area as far as copyright is concerned. The author's special rights. Now, when the plaintiff finds that his works have been infringed, what is the right that he has? He immediately, along with his attorney or lawyer, files a suit for injunction, whereby he tells the infringer, whatever plates, a plate is not the plate that we eat food on. It is the photo print, wherein any kind of a printed copy is there, is sought to be retrieved. Any kind of blocks, any kind of molds, any kind of negatives, any kind of devices which is there with the infringer is immediately confiscated by the plaintiff. Rights of the owner against persons possessing or dealing with infringing copies, and therefore here is the right wherein the plaintiff tells the defendant, whatever you have in your possession, you will please give it back to me with immediate effect. And in case you have made any kind of profits on the same, all these damages are required to be compensated back to me. And therefore, this is a right which is enjoyed by every owner of the copyright. Now, what does the defendant tell in such a case? The opposite party, the defendant, says, oh sir, I'm extremely sorry. I was not aware that this is a copyrighted work. So where he says that he's actually ignorant of the facts, he did not know that it is an infringing copy. A probability of the area of punishment is sought to be reduced or mitigated could be an area wherein he tries to justify himself as far as the grounds on infringement is concerned, where the defendant proves himself innocent. Restrictions on remedies in the case of works of architecture. The rights of the owner against persons possessing or dealing or infringing copy shall not apply in respect of construction of a building or any other structure. Well, I've told you, my dear friends, that as far as architecture is concerned, here is a specific area where plaintiff, the man who files a suit with the opposite party, once the construction has already begun or it has already started, I cannot prevent the man from continuing. Why? Because there is no control over the process or the method by which he is building any construction. So therefore, each one of us may have our own methodologies over which there is no immediate right as far as architecture is concerned, whereby this is one of the exceptions that in the field of architecture, the right of injunction is normally not entertained. As far as jurisdiction. Now, jurisdiction means the territorial authority of a particular court. Now, when suits are filed as far as infringement of copyright is concerned, it is normally with the district court. And any orders from the district court thereafter will move with the High Court, which is regarded as the competent authority as far as any suits on infringement is concerned. Well, friends, I would like to have you informed that today we have the Copyright Board. This Copyright Board has got a chairman. The chairman is a judge of the High Court and he is assisted by a secretary. The secretary happens to be the Registrar of Copyright Act. In case there is any dispute as far as assignment is concerned or any areas as far as any infringement is concerned, is also sought to be consulted with the Copyright Board, wherein there are certain issues which could be sorted out outside court. This is an authority wherein the Copyright Board is regarded as a competent authority. Thank you, my dear friends. We have now understood the area on infringement. We have understood what are the various remedies available as far as civil areas are concerned, as far as criminal areas are concerned, and in case there is any tort. Now, a tort is a civil wrong for conversion, whereby any copy of a work is sought to be converted by the infringer. The plaintiff tries to recover all those plates, which means the photo printed copies. He tries to take back the molds, the blocks, the negatives, so that this is the civil area. We have then the criminal area, where criminal suits are filed against the infringer involving a penalty, a punishment, as well as imprisonment. And the third right is administrative remedies, which lies with the registrar as well as the Copyright Board. Thank you very much.